Hello, this is Mark Aniceto for the Mark Aniceto podcast. Hope you're doing well. I'm back. It's been a while. It's been a few months since I did a podcast. those of you that probably heard of my past podcasts recently know I had a death in my family early in the year. My father passed away, and it really, you know, I mean, being a Christian, it really, you know, with the good Lord, he guided me on rough days I had, you know, grieving. You know, it's going to happen. I'm going to grieve. It's part of being human. It's part of the whole process. You know, but I mean, I try to keep a positive mindset for the most part. But it allowed me to fall backwards in a number of things. The last podcast I posted on YouTube was my interview with folk singer Melanie as part of my podcast series I'm working on, History of Music. I didn't post it yet for audio, but I'm going to do that here soon, hopefully. And the last audio one I posted was my interview prior with Peter Daughtry, lead vocalist of the British band Kaleidoscope. Also on YouTube as well. That was back in March. This is actually my next podcast episode prior to the Melanie interview. So basically, you know, I sort of gave up a little bit. You know, I was going through that phase of, you know, my grieving process, and I kind of like, well, I was giving up on some things I love the best. You know, I'm currently writing a book that I actually did a short story when I was back a couple semesters ago in college. I want to add more to it, make it more of a novel, if you will. And that's my goal. And I'm currently in the process of working on the research of my next podcast episode of 1967, which is going to be a very, very busy year in music, which is why it's taken a long time for the process of me getting it researched. But, you know, I've given up on it because of my, you know, death of my father. You know, I'm not blaming him for it. It's no one's fault. It's just, you know, the headspace I was in. I didn't feel like doing it. I've lost that drive a little bit. The influence of my wife, you know, I kind of thought, well, I'm going to keep on going, and I want to keep on going. It's something I enjoy doing. I enjoy podcasting, and I don't get a lot of listeners, but that's besides the point. You know, maybe down the road I'll get a decent amount of listeners, and I hope that happens, you know. But my goal is to do it and enjoy it. And I also have been inspired from my podcast, because this is another inspiration I have. I don't know if you're familiar with, there's an app I have. I have Pandora and I have iHeartRadio. I have a third app called TuneIn Radio, which is a similar app to those two. It's not really a podcast per se. It's like a, well, kind of like a podcast. He likes to play music on this show. And his name is Matt the Cat. Those of you familiar with who I'm talking about know his show called Juke in the Back, which is a really, really good musical show. If you like the old, 40s and 50s blues R&B music, that's what he plays. He plays a lot of deep cuts, stuff I never heard of before, stuff you may not have heard of before. He plays a lot of the basic, like, mainstream hits too as well, that were hits in that genre. He's really knowledgeable when he knows about music himself, and he really inspired me to do this series, even though I can't play music on my episode. But I hope if I ever have a license one day, I can do that. But, you know, I mean, I'm not pushing for it, but I think my goal is to educate you guys out there. Like, hey, like, I want to know about this 1967. I want to know about that year in music. Okay, check it out. Maybe you'll learn some stuff. Maybe you'll be interested in the music that I'm talking about. You know, maybe it'll be inspiring to you to look it up and experience it for yourself. That's my whole goal of the whole thing, is to educate my listeners out there, like, who didn't know about this, who like learning about this stuff again, like, or rehashing it, who likes to know about the history of this stuff, and think, like people who are around in that period, you know, like, oh, wow, those were good times. I was at that concert you know, in that year or whatever it was, or I knew that group. Yeah, that's a good song. You know, that's my goal, is to reach out to people like that, you know, educate people too as well. So I'm going to get the next interview up on my, with Melanie on the audio here soon. Excuse me. And, I'll be the next, my first episode of 1967, and I'm going to do what I did with, like, 1966. I'm going to do a few months at a time, because it's going to be a very busy year in music. And that's my goal, like, January through March, April through July, August through October, you know, whatever, you know what I mean, the few month period, of, you know, at a time. And, yeah, like I said, I gave up a little bit on the whole thing, but I didn't want to in general. I just couldn't find that drive to continue. And talked to my wife and listened to a couple more of those episodes I talked about called Juke in the Back. If you're interested in that old, like, R&B blues stuff from the 40s and 50s, I recommend that show for you. He's very knowledgeable in music. His name's Matt the Cat. That's what they call him. Matt, that's what his name is on the show. If you know what I mean. And if you're watching this, Matt the Cat, I'm giving you a shout out. What's going on? I love your show. And anyway, yeah, I mean, you really inspired me, because I recently was pulling, because I'm currently out of work as well right now. That's another thing that's been kind of dragging me down a little bit. But, you know, I'm getting unemployment, which, you know, is good. But I'm also looking at it for jobs too. And I, you know, I'm ready to move on. And I'm kind of the person that believes in taking chances or not taking chances. I guess the statement is, I believe in getting a fresh start. My mother passed away in 1998. I was out of work. Actually lost my job before she passed away. I kind of look at it as a fresh start. When my mother passed away, maybe it's a fresh start. Maybe I didn't, you know, and I looked at the same thing when my dad passed away. You know, I guess my grieving got in the way of my work at work. And got in trouble for it, I'm not going to lie. But she didn't get me fired. It was kind of the same issue that got me fired, but it wasn't due to grieving. I was at the point of getting over that. I was working with an injured arm. And I didn't want the intention of, like, taking off work, being hurt, and getting workman's comp or whatever. I thought I could handle it. I thought I was manageable. It wasn't getting any worse than it was. It was the same pain, same amount of pain I had that whole week. And next thing I said, Mark, you're finished. And it kind of was a down ringer, but I'm picking up slowly. I think what's really picking me up right now, too, is I'm starting to do a lifestyle change right now. I've been obese most of my life, and I'm diabetic, type 2 diabetes, and I'm currently starting the Weight Watchers diet plan, which so far is working. After a week, I mean, I don't know, it's been a week, but I'm seeing results. And they have these things like little podcasts you listen to while you exercise or whatever. And I just found them very awe-inspiring. You know, there was one by, I forgot who they were. One was by Oprah. I knew that. And that was really inspirational. And there was another one I listened to. I forgot who that was by, but that was also inspirational. And it's really pushing me to say, you know what? Don't give up. You know, I want to lose weight. I want to do the things I love. I want to finish my schooling, which is, I almost gave up after my dad passed, but I continued, and my goal is to continue more this fall. I'm taking a break this summer. I just gave up my podcast. I just kind of gave up on my podcast. You know, I didn't really want to, but I was in that phase, in that mind frame, that I probably need a break right now. And I'm kind of jumping over the place in this whole deal here, but I'm just kind of describing what's been going on this past year and why I haven't done a podcast in a while and all that, but I plan to get more podcasts out. Like I said, I'm doing research from 1967, which is going to take a while. But I'm recording this podcast to just give you an update of where I'm at, where I stand. I'm going to put them both on YouTube and on my audio, which is, I use an app called Anchor Podcast, which is the app I use to record my podcast on. And that's my goal. And I hope that people out there that watch this will listen to it. And I think what I'm going to include on my videos, of course, is pictures of like moments of like the year or like album covers and stuff. Make sure I cite my sources, give credit where credit is due, right? But that's my goal for these videos, is to show pictures as opposed to seeing me all the time talking about this, you know, whole thing. And of course, the audio, just, you know, the audio. but I hope you enjoy this. I thank you for whoever's out there is believing in me, who have faith in me. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to make a comeback, and I'm going to follow through. The research process is what's taking long. I said that from the start of this series, that a lot of this is going to be long due to research, and I will get it done when I get it done. And I'm not going to try to hold off. Again, if I do, it won't be a problem, because it's my boundaries. I got to set these goals myself, like maybe do a couple hours a night of writing podcast episodes. And, you know, and even for my book I want to write, like set out and write maybe 2 pages a night as a goal. But like I said, this podcast is to say, hey, I'm here. I'm still around. I'm not going to give up. Hope you have faith in me. I have faith in you guys. I thank you for tuning into this episode. I hope you listen to future episodes. Thank you. Please subscribe if you like this. Thank you again. God bless. Goodbye.